A quick tip today on the importance of being yourself. But first, in case you're wondering where you are, you're listening to Mike Connolly on Strategic Cast, where we explore how the stories you tell determine how much you sell. In his final letter to shareholders, Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos talked about how the universe tends to smooth you into your surroundings, and studies will bear this out. When a few people in a group vote or express a point of view in one direction, the rest of the group tends to follow. I'm sure you've had this experience at one point or another. You've maybe found yourself being so influenced. So if you've ever found yourself in a situation like that, were your perceptions swayed by your surroundings? Well, of course, it's a survival mechanism. He who gets noticed by the hungry tiger tends to get eaten. Now, I'm making that last part up, but it kind of makes sense, right? So here's the problem. The innate desire to blend in with your surroundings can stifle your own innovation, your originality, your creativity. And as Mr. Bezos points out, it takes energy to resist this tendency to smooth into your environment, to blend into the environs, the surroundings. In fact, though, blending into your surroundings is anathema. It can be death for your marketing. Obviously, you need to stand out and get noticed if you want to engage customers. So here's the point. The next time when you're doing marketing, when you're writing a sales letter or an email or an ad, you may feel some reluctance to stand out, be different, try something experimental. There could be a fear of ridicule or rejection or failure. Instead, just as the Nike slogan says, do it. Be creative. Be original. Don't be afraid to be different. Innovate. Now, before I close out, I wanted to share with you something that comes from a book called The Direct Mail and Mail Order Handbook. And just so you know that this whole concept that Jeff Bezos pointed out about standing out and being original is really nothing new. This has been around for a while. This book, which by the way has over 1,500 pages of solid content on direct response marketing, highly recommend it if you can find a copy anywhere. It's, I'm sure, out of print. But at any rate, just so you know that you can find really profound content, not just in the latest tweets. The stuff's been around for a while, and if you know your history, you understand that these things really do have evergreen and lasting value. Anyway, in this book, it's called Direct Mail and Order and Direct Mail and Mail Order Handbook. It's by Richard Hodgson. There is one of the early chapters is seven deadly mistakes of marketing. And I'm going to read to you directly from this book, deadly mistake number seven, because I think it's so relevant to this point of being original. It was interesting. This I happened to be reading this right after I was thinking about the Jeff Bezos comment. Anyway, here it goes. So he says, forget that your letters, he's talking about sales letters that you send by direct mail here, of course. He says, forget that your letters the deadly mistake is forgetting that your letters are you. And he goes on, every letter you write is you. All caps there, by the way. Every letter you send is your personality. Whether you mail one or a million, every letter tells what you are. When writing to a prospect, transform yourself into a prospect. Write yourself a letter. Begin where your thoughts are, on yourself, your home, your loved ones, your symptoms. Find a point of contact. Despite the many times you've been warned to think of your prospect and his problems first and yours second, too many mailings still ooze with selfishness. Let your credo be, I want to serve you, not I want to sell you. Take your customers and prospects into your confidence. Make them your friends. They'll listen to you and will read your literature if you make it inviting, interesting, entertaining. The moment your letters get draggy or braggy, stop. But no matter how many pages you write, if they're interesting, keep writing. You know the difference between service and self-interest. Put that into words. If every letter you mail is you, it should have its face washed, hair combed, shoes shined, trousers pressed. Well, obviously, this is this book is a little bit from a different era. Back to the book here. It should command respect, earn a hearing, and deserve consideration. You wouldn't call on a prospect dressed like a Bowery bum, nor should you come dressed in white tie and tails. Just be yourself. So there you have it. This whole concept of being yourself is nothing new and original. And I'll close out with the old joke, be yourself, everyone else is already taken. I hope you enjoyed this presentation and found it helpful. Please review, rate, and subscribe to this podcast, and don't forget to share it with your friends. The more we engage, the better the content. Thanks for listening. Let's talk again soon.